System active. Session continues.
What was I doing in here? You realize you don't remember how you got to this moment. Like you've been asleep while still moving through the day. Not fully asleep. Not fully aware. Just resuming. Somewhere outside, a car door closes. The sound arrives muffled, like it traveled through water to reach you. Your body's upright. You don't remember choosing this position. Your body seems confident about it anyway.
Check status.
Breathing is happening, so that's good. Your chest rises and falls with a slight resistance, like the air is thicker than it should be. Your mouth tastes stale, like sleep lingered too long. Awareness settles into sensation. Weight presses down through your feet. Gravity pulls at your hips. There's a dull ache between your shoulders. You've stopped questioning. Signals surface without labels. Hunger, faint but persistent. Dryness at the back of your throat. A low hum of tension under your skin. Your right knee pulses once. An old injury you never followed up on. It settles again, like it just wanted to be acknowledged. None of it feels urgent. It all feels familiar. This has been running long before you noticed. You don't move right away. Your body shifts its weight, then shifts back. Not impatient, just checking. Oh, that's new. Usually, you're already halfway into the next thing by now. You roll your shoulders once. Oh, there's a pull on your right side. Nothing sharp, nothing alarming. Just there. You roll them again, slower. The pull answers back, like an old rubber band that doesn't stretch evenly anymore. You bend slightly. More out of curiosity than intention. Your lower back responds with a quiet protest. Not pain, not a warning, a reminder, a limit you've learned to move around. You straighten again, slower this time. Your balance wobbles for half a second. Not enough for anyone else to notice. Enough for you to feel it. Your foot adjusts automatically. Your ankle tightens, your calf engages. Stability returns before concern does.
System note, micro corrections active. Balance algorithm, 847,293 iterations.
You notice the small compensations your foot is making to keep you upright. That's interesting. You hadn't realized how much adjustment was happening under the surface. You stand still, close enough to stillness that you can feel the sway, the tiny negotiations your body is making with gravity. Forward? Back? How far can you lean without lifting your toes or your heel? Forward again? Never quite settled, never quite falling. You tilt your head slightly. The room shifts with you. Your balance recalibrates. Oh, there it is again. Not broken, not failing, just signaling. A tightening, a resistance, a sensation that asks you to move more carefully. Your body knows where its edges are. Doesn't use words, it uses tension. You realize something quietly. You've been trusting this body without really listening to it. Relying on it to carry you through schedules, expectations, momentum, assuming it would keep up. It has, mostly. You adjust your posture without meaning to. Your shoulders drop a fraction, though the pull eases slightly. Your breath deepens on its own.
System note. Load redistributed.
You glance at the time. Something tightens in your stomach. If you'd kept moving the way you normally do, you'd be fine. But you didn't. Not because you stopped, but because you noticed. One foot moves, then the next. What do my arms normally do? You're moving now. Not rushed, not slow. Just a little more carefully than usual. As you cross the room, your hands come into view. They look normal, unremarkable, slightly overworked. The skin is rougher than you remember. There's a small scar near your thumb. You forgot it was there. You turn your hand once, like that might help you remember how it happened. It doesn't. You flex your fingers. They respond immediately. A faint pull in the joints, a soft click in one knuckle. Like they've been doing this on their own, whether you noticed or not. Your body leans forward slightly, already preparing for motion. You notice the shift after it happens.
System, note. Automatic motion detected. Predictive routing engaged.
You grab what you need by feel rather than thought. Shoes, keys, wallet. Your hand reaches for your phone. The screen lights up. You didn't plan to do that. It just assumed. You'll allow it. Let's see. Messages you don't read. Notifications you swipe away. Numbers that mean something you've forgotten to care about. You lock it again and slide it away. You pause for half a second longer than usual before leaving. Not hesitation, confirmation. The door closes behind you with a sound you recognize but never think about. That specific click. The particular weight. You've heard it thousands of times. Outside, the world meets you all at once. Cool air against your face. The sharp smell of metal and exhaust. Something sweet underneath. Flowers, maybe? Or laundry detergent. Sound layers in. Footsteps. Engines. Voices folding over one another. A dog barks 3 times, then stops. Someone's music bleeds through their headphones. The bass you feel more than you hear. Your body adjusts its pace. Faster. Breath shortens. Footfalls land more decisively. There's a sense of aim now. A pull forward. You're not entirely sure where you're headed. Your body knows. You feel it steering you. Left at the corner without looking. Avoid the crack in the sidewalk you've tripped on before. You speed up slightly when the street widens.
Autopilot. Engaged. Route memory. 10,847 repetitions. Estimated arrival. 8 minutes.
You pass people. Someone in a blue coat checking their phone. Someone with grocery bags breathing heavy. 2 teenagers laughing about something you didn't catch. They blur. Not because you're moving fast. Because you're not seeing them. You're seeing past them, toward the thing you're supposed to reach.
Check status.
Awareness turns inward again. Your jaw is tight. You just noticed. How long has it been tight? Your shoulders are higher than they need to be. Braced for something that hasn't happened yet. Your chest feels guarded. Not closed. Just armored. Energy feels lower than you'd like. Not exhausted. Just steadily draining, like a computer running programs you didn't open. Your body exhales. Longer than necessary. You realize you've been holding your breath for no clear reason. The thought flickers. Do I always do that? It doesn't stay long. You decide to slow down, just a little. You take a conscious breath in and out. Your pace changes. Immediately, your body resists. Not aggressively, just surprised. Like your body's been carrying momentum alone and suddenly felt a hand on its back. The reins have been there. You just haven't been riding. You look up at the sky. Blue. Clearer than you expected. Clouds moving faster than you are. Your foot catches on something uneven. You stumble. Just slightly. Enough to jolt your focus back down. Hey, I'm walking here. Your inner voice has attitude. Your body corrects before embarrassment arrives. Your heart rate spikes, then settles. You keep walking. A cyclist swerves past you, close enough that you feel the air move. Your heart jumps. Body reacts before you even notice. You step back, arms lift, breath held. The cyclist is already gone. Your heart keeps pounding anyway. Three beats, four. It settles. You check the time again. There's no room left. The math is simple. Distance divided by pace equals late. Not catastrophically, just not in time. Your body knows before you finish the thought. It slows. Not dramatically, just a subtle shift in rhythm. Muscles release slightly. Not because you told it to, but the calculation updated. Disappointment arrives quietly. A small drop in your chest. A heaviness behind your eyes. You felt this exact size of disappointment before. You reach the venue anyway. The doors are closed. Not forever. Just shut. From inside you hear it. Music swelling. Applause cresting. The show has started. Your hand lifts toward the handle out of habit. Stops. There's no sign to read, no explanation offered. Just the sound on the other side of the door. People move past you. Some glance, some don't. Someone laughs, already immersed in whatever you missed. Inside, the noise builds. You stand there longer than makes sense. Not frozen. Just present.
System note. Momentum interrupted. Next action. Pending.
You notice things you usually don't. The cool metal of the handle under your palm. The vibration of sound through the door. The way your shoulders are still slightly raised. You let them drop. Your body waits. That's new. You don't actually know what happens next. Not in a big life way. Just in the next few minutes. You followed momentum for so long that when it stops, there's nothing ready to replace it. No backup plan, no alternate route, just space. Your body moves anyway, not forward, sideways, away from the doors.
System note. Alternate path detected. Destination unknown.
Toward something you hadn't planned for. You don't stop it. You stay with the sensation of movement, the change in direction, the relief of not forcing yourself forward. Not because you're late. Your pace slows, just enough to notice. Your breath. Your steps, as something new just became possible.
System note, observation mode, active. Session continues.